welcome to Heartbeat. This week, I'm going to be talking about how we can build habits into our day to have continuous prayer throughout our day. Now, this is part two of a talk that I started last week. In part one, I talked about how we can build personal prayer into our busy lives. And we focused on having a dedicated time of prayer to God, how we need to make it a priority, and how we shouldn't miss. And by doing that, we're able to tell God how important He is to us. We're able to hear His voice more in our lives as we begin to recognize that as we build our relationship in our prayer. And so today I want to focus on what are some of the habits that we can put into our lives to help have that relationship with God for our whole day so that we pray to Him at different pockets of our day. We all have different habits. I've heard that it takes 21 days to build a habit. Now, recently, my husband bought for our home a little device that connects to our Wi-Fi and helps to turn our lights off and on in the house so that I can say to this device, it's particularly a Google one, I can say, "Hey Google, turn off the kitchen lights," and they will automatically turn off without me needing to flick the switch. Now, it has taken me a long time to learn not to flick the switch when I walk into the kitchen. I've had to learn how to say the words every time as I'm entering so that the lights go on or go off. It's been a habit that I've had to put into my life. And we all have habits like this that we build into our lives, and there are times that we have to build them in. I know with my daughter Hannah, one of our habits in our household is we always lock our doors in our house. My daughter has an intellectual disability, so her safety is paramount that we need to know where she is all the time. So in my home, if you come into my home, I will unlock the front door for you to come in, and then I'll automatically lock it behind you. And you might think, oh, that's a bit odd. Emma's just locked it and I've just walked in, like you feel a bit trapped. But it's because I need to keep that habit up because my ultimate goal is for Hannah's safety. So I have that habit in my life. I always lock my doors. If you're an athlete, last week we talked about if you did the triathlon or an Ironman, I have friends who do that. They have habits in their lives that help them to be an athlete that they need to put into their life to be able to live that lifestyle. Maybe if you're a teacher. I know when I was at school, we had a habit. Our teacher would make us line up at the beginning of the day, and every morning we'd walk in and have to say good morning to the teacher. It's a habit that we do. You might not think of it as a habit, but it's something that we do. Maybe you park in the same parking spot every time that you go to the shops. I know I do. I park in the same spot every time. Maybe if you wear makeup, every time you put your makeup on, you do it in the same order. I do. I put moisturiser first, then foundation, then I usually do the eyes, then I'll do the blush, and then I'll finish with the lipstick. I always do it in the same order. We have habits of things that we do in our lives, and we can do this with prayer so that we've built it into our life throughout our day. So the first thing we can do to build this habit, the first habit is something that I call first and last thought. And what that is every morning when you wake up, build a habit so that your first thought is, Lord, I want to do this day with you. Every morning you build that habit. So straight away, my first thought is about God and having Him come into my life every day. And then with that is last thought. So that as I go to sleep at night, my last thought as I close my eyes and go to sleep, God, I thank you for this day. Would you come and work in me as I sleep? So my first thought is about God. And my last thought is about God every day. My brother, when he was young, a teenager, about 18, if you walked past his bedroom, on the roof of his bedroom, he'd written a scripture in big words, and he'd change the scripture every now and then. And the scripture that I asked him about only recently, what was one of them that you had on your roof? And it was this. Matthew 5:16 says, "In the same way, let your light shine before others, so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father in heaven." And I asked my brother, you know, why do you have it there? And he said, so that every morning when I wake up, I would see and be reminded and ask God to come into my life, that His light would shine in me so that it would shine before others. And he would remind himself. And so he would put this scripture so that his first thought when he woke up was to see this scripture on the roof of his room that would remind him of the person that he wants to be in God. So that's first and last thought. Another habit that we can put into our lives is to pray in every situation. So every time that you walk into a room, you could pray. Every time you go to a meeting, every time you have an appointment, every time you pick your children up from school, you can pray. When I was in university, it used to take me an hour to drive to university. And I didn't always want to put the radio on because a lot of the time radio has a lot of gossip and I didn't want to start my day with that. So I would start my day just for the first few minutes of my drive by praying to God, asking him to come and be with me as I went to my lectures, as I chatted to my friends at uni. So that way he was in my day. And then I might turn on the radio after that, but I didn't start my day with that. I started it with God. You know, I've shared before how I wanted to get my daughter into a particular therapy provider for all of her needs, for her speech therapy and physiotherapy that my daughter needs to have. And one day I was going to this meeting at this particular therapy provider. I was just sitting in the car park and I just thought, you know, God, I've been wanting to get my daughter Hannah in here for a while. And I just sat in the car park and I said a prayer. I said, God, as I walk into this meeting right now, if this is a place that you want Hannah to be, would you show me? Would you open a door so that we could? And as I walked into that meeting, the lady who was running the meeting was my daughter's physio from 10 years earlier when my daughter was born in the hospital. And she was the one running that meeting. And I felt like that was God saying to me, Emma, you asked. Here, I provided for you. And I went and talked to that woman and we were able to get my daughter Hannah in there. Just pray in every situation. As you pray, then God will continue to speak in your lives as you recognize him speaking to you. The next thing I remember is my daughter had to have surgery and we were trying to line up two or three surgeries to be in the one so that way she didn't have to have too many general anesthetics. Once again, God, would you come and would you help all these doctors to talk to each other so that we can line this up so that it would all happen on the same day? And God has continuously provided for me in that. And we were able to have one of Hannah's surgeries. We'll almost have three combined on one day because I asked God and he was able to hear my prayer. We just ask God to come into every situation. Another habit that I think is probably a bit more natural, but is to pray in times of need. When you are in desperate need, that you would cry out to God and ask him to come and be in your situations because God wants to be there. He wants to be with you. He is there. But we need to invite him in again to be with us. We can pray for others. And what I mean by that is that every time someone might approach you in need, asking for assistance, you can pray for them. I got a text message from a friend the other day who said, Emma, I really need to talk to you about something. I'm going through such a hard time. Could we make a time to catch up and talk about it? And I said, yeah, no worries. Sent them a message, reorganized the time. And I remember as soon as I'd sent that message, I got off my phone and I thought to myself straight away, well, not thought, I prayed. I said, God, would you come? And when I have this conversation, would you give me wisdom? Because I had a little bit of an inkling of what I thought my friend was going to share with me. And I thought, God, I think I'm out of my depth. I'm not sure if I'm going to be able to help here. So God, would you bless me with wisdom so that when I meet with this person, you would give me the words you want me to share? You know, we can pray for others all the time. And there are so many people in our lives that we could just think of straight away that we want to pray for. So make it a habit that when someone approaches you, you say a prayer. When you're confronted with challenging people in your life, that's a time to pray. That's a time to ask God to come and transform your heart so you can be God to those people in your life. Make time in your life, anything that comes up, ask God to come and be in this situation. And as we create those habits, that's when we can have prayer throughout our day. I gave the example before of my brother who'd put on the roof of his room this scripture. And I asked him, you know, why, Joel, did you put it up there? What was the reason for that? And he sent me this message, which he said I was allowed to share. And at the time, my brother was 18 when he was doing this. He said, yes, each time I saw that scripture on the roof, I would pray them and direct my mind to those truths and promises in the scripture. I definitely wanted the living word to be something that I was reminded of regularly. Once I started driving, I used to keep my keys on top of a piece of paper that had a scripture on it as well. It was an attempt to bring the living word off the pages of the Bible and into my day, even in the most simple of tasks. When I worked at the cabinet maker, when we lived at home. I'd have to leave the house at 6:30 in the morning for work, and I was always the first awake, so I would have to disarm the house alarm. I remember developing a habit that each time I disarmed the alarm, I would pray for all those still in the house and their day. I'm a big creature of habit, so the reminders were there to help me develop habits that directed my focus from me to God. You know, when my brother shared that with me, I just thought, wow, my 18-year-old brother at the time, he's older now, but at the time, when he left for work every day, when he turned off the alarm, he was praying for me, who was still asleep in the house. He was praying for me and all my sisters and my parents that we would have a good day, because he created these habits in his life that caused him to think of God, that caused him to pray. So I encourage you today that you can put these habits into your life that will help you to have a deeper relationship with God as you pray throughout your day. So I want to encourage you to start a 21-day prayer challenge. 21 days to build a habit. So I encourage you to start a 21-day prayer challenge. And what it is to spend time daily for 21 days, making a dedicated time to pray every day. Make it a priority, don't miss, and start to bring in a habit into your day to help develop that continuous prayer in your life. And you'll be amazed after 21 days where your prayer life is and how God will be speaking to you in your life every day. So let's finish with a prayer and ask God to come and be with us in that. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Dear Lord, I thank you that we can come to you in prayer every day and every moment of our day. I just pray right now that as we've listened to this, as we've shared, Lord God, that you would help us to build these habits into our everyday so that we can have a deeper relationship with you, so that we can come to know you more, and so that we can begin more and more to become the people that you've called us to be. And I pray that out of our prayer, we would be able to live the lives that you want us to live. So I thank you and I pray for your grace that you would help us to pray and to come to know you more every day. And I ask this in your mighty name. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.